Tom.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here, stuwebb.com, and it is, Thursday the 30th of July, 2026. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on. Now, Joe, you brought up the fact that we're being invaded. Tell the people what's going on.
All right, if you go to YouTube and put in virus from North Africa invades Spain, you will see hundreds of thousands at one time coming to Morocco and then to the Spanish settlement. The same thing at that time is that the Spanish government, which is headed by a communist, has approved of this invasion. That's why they're at rushing the border. Now, if they're doing that in Spain, they're going to be doing it here in the United States pretty soon, because it's part of the program to depopulate and to starve us. So take your time, go take a look on YouTube, and you will discover some very interesting things, because my words, it will come here again like it did during the Biden administration. Just because Trump is there won't stop him. And the only reason I know about it is because there was an independent newspaper investigator named Anthony Aguero, and he went in and up and down the border recording this. At one place in Yuma, he interviewed a crowd of 900 invaders. 900. And so, the same thing is going to start up again because they're doing it in Spain.
Okay. I want to talk about a couple other things that I think are vitally important. Fauci's been ripped apart in the hearings yesterday, and who invented COVID. And he took the fifth, basically, I think it was 117 times. Rand Paul said he's going to charge him with contempt of Congress for not answering the questions. He kept taking the Fifth Amendment. And they kicked his attorney out of there. When his attorney, he said, you're not part of the program. You weren't registered. We didn't recognize you. The committee does not recognize you, etc. Anyway, he kicked his attorney, his head attorney, security remove him from the building. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. He's going to burn, they're saying, probably by September. So Fauci's going to get for his million people he killed in the United States with his COVID virus vaccination and so forth. He's going to get his finally. So he's going to get to meet the devil. But here's another thing. There's this worm, which is this fungus. It's a worm, parasite. It's in the food. Foley lettuce, F-O-L-E-Y lettuce, comes out of Mexico, central Mexico. It's packing plants. They feed the Walmarts, they feed the Aldis, they feed most of the grocery stores. And it's kale, because I like that kale. And that's what I got sick from. I had the runs for, it was almost 2 weeks. It was bad, folks. Just knocks the crap out of you as far as energy levels. But I'm coming back. But here's the deal, is that you had brought up the fact, Joe, that so much of the beef, and they've got now the screw worm, they call it, that's in the beef coming out of Texas. You want to tell them where that beef's being grown at?
Well, I'm hoping, I can't say for sure, but I can tell you this. All of the vegetables that we used to produce over in the San Joaquin Valley are now over in Mexico. And they fertilize those vegetables with human fecal matter. So when you get something out of Walmart, that's what you're getting.
It's called
the same thing with the cattle. I kind of remember something about the screwworm in the cattle.
Yeah, they had it. It gives you the diarrhea like the vegetables are doing. Now, we don't have any safe cabbage. We don't have any safe lettuce. And now they're saying spinach in America. And I'm beginning to wonder, could it be a lot of these chemtrails that they're spraying around, besides that Dane Wigginton talks about on geoengineeringwatch.org? Or is it, you know, because it's killing trees, it's killing evergreens here in Kansas City area, after about 5 years, 6 years of being sprayed, they're losing all their limbs, etc. And this is evergreens are being affected by it. But there's a heck of a lot of food grown in Kansas, where I live, by Kansas City. And a lot of food grown in Missouri, and a lot of food in the Midwest. A lot of different states, and they're all being chemtrailed. And all of a sudden, we got this epidemic, and now they're saying it's going to be double the amount. They found another strain of it that's just come up, and so people get diarrhea. And a lot of people are going to die from this, and probably have already. But there's thousands and thousands of cases, and people got to watch what they eat right now. And it's pretty bad when it comes down to your lettuce and spinach and cabbage and stuff like that that, you know, is healthy for you. And blueberries and blackberries and strawberries, they're contaminated in the stores. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that up there. I think this is all planned, Joe. It's all part of their plan. Gonna starve us out, and then we're gonna have high inflation, and gas prices are around $5 a gallon here in Kansas City, $6 and something for diesel. Now, they're talking $10 a gallon here within the next month or two because of the shortage that we're gonna have. So everybody be prepared, because it's gonna be a tough time. Farmers can't get their fertilizer, and a lot of them aren't even growing because they can't get fertilizer for their crops. So we're going to have bad problems ahead. You want to add any comments on that, Joe?
Well, there will be an expansion of the war, no matter what anybody says about Trump or BB. It is still going to be expanded. And they'll have their means to do it. And they want to make the greater Israel. They've already said that that's what they're going to do. But they're not going to give up Lebanon, and it's going to continue.
Now, China said yesterday or the day before, and I got to put the video up on my website, which I do along with this radio show, but China said, the president of China spoke some fluent English and made the comment that if Israel nukes anybody, that China is going to blow Israel off the face of the map with their nukes. And then their ambassador from China came on right after him and said the same thing. Make our day, Israel. Just go ahead and nuke somebody like you did in Lebanon, that little mini nuke you set off. Do another one and watch what happens. You won't be around, BB. So it's a pretty powerful statement. And three days before that, Russia and China both warned the United States over the Ukraine that the Ukraine and Israel are one big force now. And guess who shows up in D.C. yesterday or today, whatever it was? Lewinsky and Bibi both having meetings with Trump. So looks like the expansion of greater Israel to me.
Yes. They're going to expand over into Argentina and the Ukraine. That's what it's all about. The greater Israel.
Yeah, the Antichrist.
Yep.
Well, you got anything else to add, Joe?
That's it.
Well, I thank you very much for giving me your opinion and giving the audience, because your wisdom and knowledge is tremendous. I wish I had yours. But you're about 10 years older than me, and I think I got about 150 years of wisdom and knowledge. You got about 250 to 300 years of wisdom and knowledge. So anyway, with that said, Joe, Professor Joe, thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a good one.